All right. Well, here we are. Close to the end of summer, very close to the beginning of fall. And it's been a while since we've done a little rogue mini here. And so we thought, you know what? We just had the largest game from a hype standpoint that we have had in quite some time. Talking about the Manchester Derby, Manchester United versus Manchester City. And the elements of this game have changed drastically over the course of the summer. Everybody knew this was going to happen, but Louis van Gaal out at Manchester United, Manuel Pellegrini out at Manchester City, and compared to last year, where you kind of got the feeling that these two guys were like a couple of grandpas going at it, and not living up to potential with their clubs, you get a completely different sense this year. You got two guys on the sideline who might just be, they're definitely in the discussion for best managers on planet Earth. And they're in the Premier League, they're in the same city, and a lot of the hype and a lot of the discussion over the summer was, is the city of Manchester, England, big enough for both Pep Guardiola and Jose Mourinho? The introductions in this game was a pretty fun spectacle, because you got two guys who supposedly don't like each other. They played against each other 17 times. I think this was the 18th time they played against each other. Two guys who, you know, many people say, well, they've got this rivalry thing going on between them. They embraced. They actually hugged there on the sideline. They also at various times looked for they looked like poster boys for well-tailored suits. They've got like that. They got the whole thing going on with like the fashion statements and all of that kind of thing. And there's one scene at the beginning of the game where the camera is on Pep and Jose is right behind him, and it's kind of like, man, for these guys, it's all about them. That's what it really seemed like. But they also spent a ton of money on some of the best players in the world, and that's who the focus eventually came to rest on as the game got started. I welcome in Donnie Smith, a red through and through, he was of course excited for this game. Donnie the Godfather, as we like to call him. And Donnie, what did you see there in the as this game was building up? Did you feel like it would live up to the hype, or did you think that this would be, you know, something that was just more or less, you know, that whole coach speak of, no, this is just another game, we really need the points? Or was this really all about kind of trying to establish supremacy in the city of Manchester and in the Premier League in the early stage of the season? Did the hype match up to what you expected?
The hype was definitely real. Yep. Leading up to the game, everyone was talking, was it going to be Pep? Was it going to be Jose? Who was going to own Manchester?
Yeah.
That you can put clearly to, I guess in American terms, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady hype.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But it's the coaches or the managers are actually the ones who where the focus was in this game seemed to be. But another thing was Manchester United legend Paul Scholes said as leading up to this game, there are three world class players in the entire Premier League, and they all play for Manchester City. Obviously, Kun Aguero was not a part of this game. He's not back, not match fit yet. But, you know, he also mentioned David Silva and Kevin De Bruyne. In that first half and in the early going of the game, it really seemed like De Bruyne was the one who was absolutely taking it to the Manchester United defense. On the first goal, he created the turnover, got the started the counter, and then got a pretty great first touch to kind of go his way past Blin, and then all he had to do was that little matter of burying the goal in the side netting. What was the language like in your living room after De Bruyne took or opened the scoring for Manchester City?
First of all, let me address your first point. I think there are more than three world-class players in the English Premier League. second point, Kevin De Bruyne, even though there are more than three, is one of them.
Yeah.
And he definitely took control of the first half, scoring the first goal, assisting, I guess barely missing the second goal.
Could have had two.
Could have had two, and Iheanacho getting a touch-in second goal.
Yeah.
He showed the caliber difference between him and Daley Blind. He got Daley Blind almost to fall down as he cut back, and then he left with him and De Gea, and there was no doubt that ball was going in. When you saw him cross the 18, you saw him switch feet, you counted him down 1-0.
Over it, yeah, it was over at that point. Well, so let's move into a realm here because, well, the focus for the Manchester United side, even though there has been a lot of money spent on Pogba, even though there has been a lot of money sent over for Mkhitaryan, really, Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been the talk, right? He pulled one back for Manchester United. I thought it was one of the best goals I've seen yet this year. At the end of the second half, if he had taken a little bit more time, Manchester United, even though they were, to be fair, dominated in the first half, they could have gone into the dressing room at knotted up at two. So, you know, sometimes that's just kind of the way it happens. Talk a little bit about Zlatan and what you've seen from him so far through four games.
Zlatan has been the best player in the United uniform in the first four games, including the Community Shield. He scored, what, 5 goals now?
Yeah.
He's basically the only one putting the ball in the net outside that first game.
Yeah.
I hope that the Manchester United is not getting overly reliant on him scoring every single game, even though he has. Like, somebody else is going to help. He had a chance there at the end of the first half, which he probably should have put that away, and that would have made the whole dynamic of the second half different. But it may have also led to the reason why Manchester United came out so well in the second half, because they were down two. They did have to put pressure. They did have to press the ball.
Yeah. So the first half was a little odd, and if you had been the one calling the shots, what changes would you have made to the lineup to make sure that you didn't fall behind so quick?
The first thing I would have done would not change the lineup.
Right.
I would have left Lingard on the bench. I know he played in the Community Shield and scored a really good goal, but he hadn't touched the field in 3 weeks. I would have left Mata on there. I know that they say he's slow and he doesn't have it anymore, but he's creative. He's a Spanish player. Most Spanish players are creative. That's what they're known for. Yeah. And on the outside, I would have left Mkhitaryan as a sub and kept Martial in the game.
Yeah.
Martial's speed, matched by probably only Rashford on the team, creates a lot of open spaces for Zlatan in the middle when everybody has to press outside to cover Martial. Yeah.
You mentioned Rashford. The team seemed a whole lot more attack. They seemed like more attack-minded when Rashford was in the game. What do you think is Rashford's floor, and what do you think is his ceiling?
Rashford's floor is Manchester United's budget.
Yeah.
You could see the next transfer window, Jose spending another $100 million on another striker, and Rashford getting lost in the shuffle beside Zlatan, behind Rooney, behind whoever else they can buy, because they can afford anybody they want.
Yeah.
The ceiling would be that Rashford has the ability to become a Rooney, Ibrahimovic, Diego Costa type that can score 20 goals a season.
The last question here that I really want to focus on is, I know going forward, these two teams are the best two teams in the Premier League. There was a lot of money spent on the Manchester United side. In your mind, through what you've seen, was it worth it?
Definitely. Pogba is now going to be one of the best midfielders in the league. Him and De Bruyne, to my opinion, are the two best midfielders. Zlatan has proven he's already got 5 goals. The team leading goals last year was 8.
Yeah.
So 4 games in, he's almost got the team lead for all competitions. Mkhitaryan, eventually when he gets into shape, is going to be a great midfielder, and he's an attacking midfielder. So you can leave Pogba behind him, and you can have lots of intense attacking ability with him and Rooney in the midfield. And then Bailly, his speed in the back, has definitely filled a void that we have.
Who wins the Premiership?
United.
You heard it here first, friends. The Godfather is going with the Reds. Appreciate everybody joining us on Rogue Minis, and listen up again soon.